You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
Is going to be interactive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, as I was standing there and I was looking at everybody, and I'm wondering what is wrong with these people. Praise the Lord. Because I'm trying to find the kingdom, you know, in our faces. You know, I'm trying to find the kingdom in the faces. You know, this is called Kingdom Assembly. Praise the Lord. It is called the Kingdom Disciples Assembly because we are supposed to manifest the kingdom. Do you agree with me? Do you think that's what we are supposed to do? It means we are supposed, there's an attitude of the kingdom. There is a joy of the kingdom. You know, the Bible says the kingdom is not meat and drink. How many of you know that? It is not meat and drink. What is it? Who can tell me? If it is not meat, it means it is not about meat and drink. So what is it about? And what? That's, praise the Lord. Who else will tell me what it is? Power, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy. So if this assembly is called Kingdom Disciples Assembly, if I were a newcomer and I'm coming, I expect kingdom display. And so the person who is supposed to do that display is you. So when you are coming to church and you know you are coming to a Kingdom Disciples Assembly, you should be ready to display all that is of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So, am I going to see the smile of the kingdom on your face? I want to see it. I want to see the Jesus died and rose again for you. Did he die and did he rise? Your face doesn't tell me. Is Jesus alive? Your attitude is not telling me. I'm not smelling it. Seriously. You're all like, he died and he didn't get up. And indeed, we have a hopeless kingdom. That's what you make it look like. Praise the Lord. And our kingdom is not like that. It is of power. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to do an exercise. I want one person here, one person here, one person here. You're going to tell me what excites you about the kingdom. How many of us are born again? If you're born again, I want you to raise your hand and raise it proudly. Do it like this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I got born again, I will tell you, let me just do the story. When I got born again, I was persecuted from day one. I mean, when I got born again, when I got back home, my daddy did not open the door. Praise the Lord. He brought out a cutlass to welcome me. That was the last time I stepped into my dad's home. My brother is here, can testify to that. Praise the Lord. You know, but then, you know, the Bible talks about the joy of the kingdom. There was an extraordinary joy that filled my heart. Jesus, if you're born again and you don't have that joy, you need to check yourself. Praise the Lord. Nothing was important. I'm telling you, nothing could match the joy that I had in knowing that I was loved by God. And that somebody loved me enough and died for me. And took my place. It meant a lot to me. You know why? Because when I was born, my daddy didn't give me a name. So to hear that there was a father before who loved me before I was born gave me a lot of ego. And this is the way I carried myself. I didn't need to wear good shoes. I don't even know how much the shoe cost. And then I didn't even know the price. And you will hear me singing on the road. And I was singing. I was full of joy. Praise the Lord. That was what salvation did for me. It filled me with joy.
And then I remember, I was very close, and I was, my mommy didn't know I was around, very close. And then one woman asked her, he said, "How is that your daughter that God born again?" He said, "She's very arrogant." Because they thought that with the persecution, because they will beat me, they would deny me food, they denied me of everything, but they would never, I had to sleep outside many times. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., sometimes in the kitchen, but none of that moved me. The joy of God was enough for me. Praise the Lord. And so when they asked my mom, because they never saw sorrow, they never saw a girl who was beaten, she said, "She's arrogant." Because I didn't give them a chance to let them, you know, say ugly things about my God. My God was too much. I wasn't going to give you the opportunity to say any dirty thing about him. So even if I was hungry inside and I was going to die, I wasn't going to tell you so that you don't ask me where is my God, because he was alive inside of me. Praise the Lord. See, that was the kind of Christianity I grew up with. Oh, when it is time to dance, Koya Mama Sotelia, Hosandegra. It was hot time. I remember the first day I had to dance. We had to go for Palm Sunday. I led the dance. So much was the joy. They said, "Is she drunk?" I will dance. I will run. I will come back. Praise the Lord. That's the Christianity I know. I don't know what your Christianity is about. The kingdom of God, we cannot limit it to our desire. Praise the Lord. We disgrace the blood that was shed for us. We despise it. If we bring the blood that was shed for our salvation to the level of the clothes I want to wear, to the level of the clothes I have or I don't have, the cars that I can buy or the cars that I can buy, it is disgrace to the blood of the Lamb. If that is what we limit salvation to. So when there is no food to eat, the joy is gone from our heart, is gone from our home. It is a disgrace. It is a waste of time that Jesus died. If that is our thinking and our state of mind. Praise the Lord. We must go beyond, you know, our circumstances, the circumstances of our lives, whatever we think is happening to us, to love God for who he is, because he deserves it. Do you agree with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is called Kingdom Disciples Assembly. People are not in church today. Who knows? Maybe it's your look that drove them. When they come. Praise the Lord. When I go up on a guy, I will look at your eye first too. If you are preaching to me, I will look deep. I want to see if what you're talking to me, if I can find it inside you. If it is not there, then you are a liar. And then, when I got born again, the devil used that for me, because I'm always looking at your eyes to find out if you're telling the truth. I remember when the devil told me, when I was being persecuted, the devil came to me in a mist. You know, I was being persecuted. There was no home, nowhere. I was out there one day in church, reading my Bible, feeling dejected, rejected, forsaken. The devil said, "Look at you. Look at you." That's why I'll never give the devil time to say such, to repeat that thing. So no matter what he does, I keep my joy. Praise the Lord. I keep my joy. "You don't deserve it." I tell him, "Satan, you don't deserve my tear. It will never fall." The only day my tear falls is when I think about the love of God. Or when I feel that God has forsaken me. You know, there are times when you feel like God is far away. So the tears come and say, "Papa, please, I can't do without your Holy Spirit." But to cry because of what the devil is doing, I'm really arrogant about that. Praise the Lord. And there's nothing to be arrogant to, as long as it is to the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let the joy of the Lord fill your life. Let it be seen. Let them look at you and see Jesus in your eyes. Let people look at you and see the kingdom in your eyes. There is a song that we used to sing. "Let the world see Jesus in your eyes." Praise the Lord. I mean, they should just look at you, your attitude, and give their life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. They were singing praise and worship today, and it was like, "Oh, somebody died. We're mourning someone."
We came to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it should show. Is your God small? If your God is small, come to my own, because mine seems to be different from yours. Because if you know the big one that I know. Praise the Lord. Nothing should put you down. Hallelujah. That is not the message that I wanted to preach. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, I want to know what excites you. You know we're going to do something, Abby. So, I want to know what is it about the kingdom that is there anything that excites you? Or you're just there. God is not alive for you. What is it? Are you excited about the kingdom? Yes. Who is excited about the kingdom? Don't. If you are not excited, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. There's no need lying. If you are excited about the kingdom, because it is you I want to ask the question. Those that are not excited, just put your hands down. You'll soon tell me. Please, watch your neighbor very well. If the hand is not up, when I'm looking for those who are not excited, please show me. Look at your neighbor. If he's not raising his hand, knock it down. Have you looked at your neighbor? Okay, if he's not raising his hand, let me know. Yes, so raise up your hand for those that are excited. Who wants to tell me what excites him or her about the kingdom? Oh, I love you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What excites me in the kingdom? It's the testimony. My own personal testimony. Okay. My own personal testimony is one of it is the provision of God. And this one just happened yesterday too. On church on Friday, I was in service for the all night. So I was in church. I came here. I should call it a rule I have placed in my life. That whenever I am in church, I will never give God anything below 500 on a weekly service. Okay. So on Friday, I was in church. I was with 1,300 naira. So right there in church, I was just like, I'm supposed to give 500 naira, but I'm with 1,000 naira. How am I going to cope? So I just decided to give the 1,000 naira, believing God that is a change of level. So I gave the 1,000 naira. Not when I went back, the whole money was spent. And I was just thinking like, how would this happen? And I have to be in church. My offering for the Sunday is 1,000 naira. So I was just thinking. Behold, on Friday evening, somebody just ran to me and said, I'm giving you 10,000 naira. So I just want to give God. This is a constant, this is a testimony that God has constantly.
They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. That's exploit. That's exploit level one. You know, there are other levels. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone here, one person here, that wants to share what excites you about the kingdom? I'm coming to you, sis. Anybody here, darling? They are not excited. Tell me if you are excited, because I'm excited about the Father. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about the kingdom because when I remember that at the last, if I make it, there is a glory waiting for me. Eternal glory. Eternal life. That is why I'm excited that I'm a child of God. There is a glory that is waiting. So there is no losing of hope. So whatever that is happening to me, as you gave your testimony in the kingdom, like persecution or anything, or I am not moved. Because I know that at the last day, if I make it, which I know I will by His grace, that eternal life, Bible call it everlasting, will be for me and the others that believe. Praise the Lord.
They that know their God, they shall have a crown of life. I'm taking one here. Okay, there are three. Oh, okay, I will give. I I will divide the 1 minute into seconds.
Praise the Lord. There's something that excites me about the kingdom, because I was once a Muslim before, and then since when I became a Christian, I discovered something about myself, that whenever I did something, like I moved close to sin, I discovered that God flogged me, that I will feel it in me. That I'll feel it in me, and I'll know that I did something wrong, and God is punishing me for it. And each time I run and beg and plead, and I start weeping, and I'll feel one joy in me that God loved me. And that's why whenever I'm in any sorrow, I always remember that, and I don't think of it. That is the thing I think about the kingdom of God.
That is the love of the Father. He says the one that he loves, he chastises. And then it is only a son that knows, and a daughter that knows, that the Father is chastising me because he loves me. He said the one that does not know is a bastard. You are a child of God. God bless you. My soul, 1 second.
Praise the Lord. Mine is the salvation of my soul. I'm so grateful. Though I was born into a Christian home, but at the age of like 7, I lost my parents, my both parents. So the place I've been living, those people I've been living to, they are also Christian by name, but you can't really see it in there. But I thank God, he saved me. He called me his own. I'm so grateful. And he has always been there for me in times of need. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I won't lie to you. So many things excite me about the kingdom. So many. You know, the Father, the glory, like she mentioned, and the joy. The Father, I know that God loves me. Then again, I discovered something in the course of reading Bible, the First Timothy 2, and you know, I can't remember the verse now. He said, you know, our God is immortal, invincible, the only wise God. Since I discovered that my God is the only wise God, I have no other reason to serve another God, because they are foolish. That is it. They are foolish. So he's the only wise God, and that's what gives me joy, that I serve the one and only wise God. In fact, I now believe further that if anyone is there, is not serving that only wise God, the God you are serving is foolish, then you are foolish as well. Simple.
And that is the truth. Hey, brother. Praise the Lord. It means that we are the sons of the Father. I'm trying to say we should be excited about who we are. The God we serve and the kingdom will come from. So, neighbor, please, if you saw anyone that didn't raise up his hand, want to see why that person is not excited. Oh, yeah? Bring out. Neighbor, show me who didn't raise up his hand. If you had a neighbor that didn't raise his hand, okay, that's one. Okay, she will tell us why she's not excited yet. It's possible that the kingdom is not exciting for some people. Please share it with us.
Praise the Lord. Well, not that I'm not excited about the kingdom of God. Yes. For me, if I'm excited in the kingdom of God, I know that, yes, I'm part of the kingdom of God. I believe in me. I believe in God, and I trust in him. Why? Sometimes, I mean, just like sat down and so many things have gone through. So many sorrows, so many challenges. But when I look at it, and I feel so sad, so feel so, you know, but I just like, okay, fine. I think the devil is trying to play with me. He's trying to see and steal my joy away from me. But I believe that the devil can never steal my joy.
Okay, so what should you do if you don't want to cooperate? Somebody wants to steal your bag. Huh? What do you do?
I will be happy. I will have to go back to my father. I will have to I will have to bring that joy, grab my joy back to myself. I don't need the devil to steal my joy from me. I don't need him to take what belongs to me. So I belong to God. I belong to the kingdom of God. So I have to be joyful. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So be joyful, because this is the kingdom of God. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You have finished preaching the gospel. So let me share what God wants us to do. Oh, you are not excited. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you had somebody who is not.
Praise the Lord. I can vividly say that it's not maybe I'm not excited. In fact, last week Sunday, that marks the day of my joy. Ever since last week Sunday, when a lady was singing praise and worship over there, for the first time I shared it, I was like, but I never tell anyone that. So ever since then, I'll be putting it in prayer inside of me. But lo and behold, yesterday, God just revealed it to me that today I'm going to solve that problem. So when I came into the present, I was happy. But I was just looking at God. Where is this? Where are you? Where is the person? The problem is not just a problem of maybe feeding, because everyone does things, these guys. No, it's not a problem of feeding. It's not a problem of the clothes. Inside of me.
The Lord, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. So when you come to the kingdom, you have to learn those three. Righteousness, peace, and joy. And in fact, it is that conquers the world. It is that conquers Satan. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Praise the Lord. No matter what you're going through, it is your joy that conquers it. So you must learn to express joy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord again, I say rejoice. So learn to rejoice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I want to tell you what excites me about the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to share with us the power of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, 2 weeks ago, I think it was Easter Sunday. Is that right? We celebrated Easter. And Pastor shared a word with us on the resurrection power. Praise the Lord. We're having power. Say the power of the kingdom. I'm looking at your faces, so you know. The power of the kingdom. Hallelujah. For me, it gives me a lot of joy. That power in heaven and on earth belong to the Lord. No matter what I'm going through, I rejoice, because the devil is not the one in control. I understand that no matter what happens, the victory is mine. And that's because I learned the power of God, that when he raised Jesus from the dead, he made power available to his church. He made power available to me. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll quickly go. He said, if you look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 to 12, the reason why you should rejoice, it says, and I beheld, that was John in the book of Revelation. He said, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive, name them, and what,
Jesus received all of this. Who do you think he received it for? Who did he receive it for? So the person that has received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, what manner of person do you think that person should be? No, you ask yourself, am I that person? Have I received power? Praise the Lord. Do I really look like I have received riches? Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus received power and riches. I hope you are looking at it. Because if you don't know, you will not grab it. We are sharing this today so that you will know that Jesus already received power and riches for you. He received wisdom. You know what wisdom is? The ability to make the right decision. Is wisdom. And then he received honor for you and glory and blessings. Praise the Lord. And he said, all that Jesus received from God the Father, he gave to you and me. Praise the Lord. And if we go to John chapter 17, verse 20 to 23, where Jesus prayed to the Father, he said, Lord, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Praise the Lord. And then if we look at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, he says, I and the children that the Father has given me, we are for signs and for wonders. When he died and he rose again, he went to heaven. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says when he was about to leave, he breathed upon his disciple and he said, occupy till I come. You mean you know all that story? You know all that story that he said you should occupy till you come. How many of you know that you are supposed to occupy until Jesus comes? You are supposed to occupy the place of power. You are supposed to occupy the place of honor and riches until Jesus comes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It said the power is the power of God. You know, when I was a little girl, I heard so much about the power of God. It was so exciting for me. You know, as a little child, and I watched the sea divide. You know, thank God for those actors. It was exciting. Praise the Lord. And I had to watch Jesus of Nazareth. I mean, it was beautiful. The miracles that I saw. And I just fell in love. Naturally, as a little girl, I like actor war films. So when I read the Bible, oh my God, I imagine God in my head. The actor that has power over all things, that can be killed. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. And I'm excited. You know, when you watch football and your team is winning, you see the way it makes you feel. Now, power belongs to God. And so, it excites me because God, he is God in earth, in the heavens, and on the earth. Power in heaven and on earth belongs to him. Praise the Lord. Having given us so much power, it is not the intent of God. The dream of God is not to have a people who are always playing the victim. Praise the Lord. He didn't die for a defeated people. He died for a victorious people. So the intent of the Father is not to have a church that plays the victim. You know, we all gather. Praise the Lord. And all hope is gone. You know, I used to have friends then in the family. And one morning I woke up. I was still asleep. And I heard these friends gisting. And they were talking. It was all stories of hopelessness. And I don't like hearing that kind of story. Praise the Lord. How there is no hope. I don't know how there is no hope where a God so loved you and gave you his only begotten son. And there is no hope. Maybe because there was no food, there was no money to eat. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God Christ? Then the Bible listed things that can happen.
He said, not even hunger, not thirst, not death, not hell, not the power to come, or the power that is to come. What did he say? Can, not hunger, not having clothes, not having shoes, praise the Lord, can separate me from the love of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must come and to that level where we know that in all things we are more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. And that's because Jesus died. He paid a high price for it to make us what we are. Hallelujah. And we must hold it in high esteem. Somebody paid for it. And we must hold it in high esteem. We must not let anything happen to it. Praise the Lord. So God didn't make, it's not the people. When we come together, when they say praise, oh, I have not eaten today, it's not praising God. I have no clothes to wear, it's not praising God. Let's leave that level. That is not the level of a church that God wants. That is not the dream he dreamt of. Praise the Lord. That's not the church he sees. He said, I and the children that God has given me, we are for signs and for wonders. Do you read the heroes of faith? Do you read about them? Maybe if you get, before you go and read the Bible. Let's take John for instance. John was born to preach the gospel. Where did the Bible say he lived? Wilderness. What was he eating? Honey and locust. That was food. And he was wearing a lopaze. These are the testimonies of people that you hear. Praise the Lord. These are the heroes of faith. But these were people who moved nations, who moved kings. Praise the Lord. If I see you sleeping, the power God has given us is to cast out the devil. I will cast out the sleep. Praise the Lord. And you'll be looking for sleep for 3 days. So don't sleep, oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Because you are born of God, you have automatically overcome the world. You are not a victim. That you don't have food to eat today does not make you a victim to this world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that the path of the just is as a shining light. It gets brighter and brighter. Because we know that though our beginning is small, our latter end shall be greatly increased. Praise the Lord. Because we know our God is the one who will lift the poor from the dust and set him on table with kings. Is that the God you know? I thought I was the only one who knew him. Praise the Lord. Because in my village, you know, I grew up in the village, okay? You know, when people see me, they think I went to America. No. I grew up in the bushes of Edo State. Praise the Lord. I liked to farm. Hallelujah. Just like I love God. I loved everything that he has made. I love to see okra. I love to see corn. I love to see all those green plants. Oh my God. When I get there, I'll be singing. I say, you guys, praise the Lord with me. Seriously, I did that. I will leave the house in the morning and come by 6. And come back 6 in the evening. Alone. I would just love to be in the forest, looking, eating the beautiful fruits that God has made. I'm not sure that there's anyone who has eaten the kind of fruits I've eaten. Going to deep, deep forest to look for deep, deep fruits. I've never seen them to eat it. Praise the Lord. Then I'm trying to tell you that I was a farmer. Praise the Lord. But, you know, but I told you I knew the joy of the kingdom. So what did he do for me? He lifted me from the dust. That's what he did. He did that for me. Praise the Lord. And without my asking. Praise the Lord. Because I just loved the kingdom. I loved the joy in it. It was sufficient for me. Praise the Lord. There was a day I told God. I said, Father, oh, I love you so much. And I said, let me describe the love for you. I said, even if I have to sleep in the gutters, you are more than enough. I'm telling you, if I have to sleep in the gutters and I have no clothes to wear and there is no one man that loves me on earth, your love is more than enough. And that's the life I live. His love is more than enough for me. Satan can take away the clothes. He can take away the cars. He can take away the money. I am going to show him that God's love is more than enough. He has not seen anything yet. Praise the Lord. If Jesus died, if the Son of God came down, loved me, came down, God himself crucified for me, then the devil is, I don't want to say that word, isn't it? He doesn't deserve my attention. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I decided that God was more than enough for me. Praise the Lord. So there is power that God has made available to the church. And God expects that you know about that power. Praise the Lord. So there is power available for you. You have seen that he died so that you can receive power and glory and riches and blessings. When you have this knowledge, he said, the just shall be delivered. True knowledge shall the just be delivered into his inheritance. It is through the knowledge of God that the things that you seek are delivered to you. Praise the Lord. So God has given the church so much power. Like I said, everything that makes him God, he has given to you. He has given to you. He has given to you. Praise the Lord. The book of Judges talked about our heroes. That is our fathers. You know, I like to call them father. You can see how I call them father. And they are my fathers. So if you ask me, where do you come from? I'll tell you I'm from Zion. And I will tell you the tribe where I'm from. And it was the only winning tribe, Judah. The only winning tribe. There were 12 tribes in Israel. Praise the Lord. If you study the books of Judges chapter 1 to 2, go and read their testimony of these 12 tribes. Praise the Lord. You know, God brought them into the promised land. And he said to them, I am with you. Do you know what it is for God to be with you? Huh? He said, I am with you. He said, I have given you this land. He said, go, take it, possess it. I liken that to the power of God, of the Holy Spirit that is inside us. But did you know what our fathers did? Huh? Did you know what they did? Out of 12 tribes, only one tribe, Judah, did 80%, utilized 80% of the resources of God, of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, God the Son was with them. And only one tribe, only one house utilized that power that was made available to them by the presence of God. Because they did not. Why? They didn't understand that there was. Is it that they didn't understand? Or do we call it laziness? Why would God say, go take this land? Huh? I have written a blank check, Abby. I said, feel it. Go and cash it. Eh? You sat down. You say you don't know where the bank is. Okay. It is the same with a church who has the power of God and refuses to use the power of God. Praise the Lord. What did I say? It's that scenario of what they did. Sometimes there's a tendency to fall into these patterns. We just have to pray that we don't fall into that same pattern. God was with them. And only one tribe, 80%. Tapped, 80%. Just one. The rest, they just... Praise the Lord. And God was so disappointed. And he came. He said, I told you to go possess this land. And you will not.
So your head, you carry it. And that's where they are up to today. That's the physical Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, so our lives will not be like that as Christians. We are going to find that the power of God, find it out, and we will use it to achieve the things that He wants us to achieve. Because it is that power that actually forms or makes the kingdom of God. You know, we have a big name. It's too big, or you have to live up to that name. Kingdom is too big. So let people not see you and begin to look for the kingdom. Huh? Say, did you say you are kingdom and begin to look somewhere? No. You must live the life of the kingdom through the power of the kingdom. And we are sharing the power of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So, you are expected to know that power. Paul said to us, he said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. So knowing God and the power. You know, when you sit down, we are born again, so we know God. Praise the Lord. We need to understand that he has made power. The power for joy. The power for riches. The power for honor. The power for glory. We need to recognize it. That he has made it available. And take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to be looking, how do we take advantage of that power? Praise the Lord. We are expected to know that power. The next slide. Please. Thank you. You are doing well. You are expected to believe and receive the power. Praise the Lord. When Jesus, before he left, you know, he was standing. You know, when he was standing to climb the, his aeroplane. Now, if it was chariot, I'll say chariot. He was ready to take off to the Father. And he said, tarry ye here in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. He said, John baptized you with water, but henceforth, some few days from now, baptize you with the Holy Ghost. How many of you are baptized with water? If you are baptized by immersion, raise up your hands. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You are of the John anointing. That's the John anointing. John baptism. Praise the Lord. Now, how many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost? You speak in tongues. Now, just raise your hand. I want to know how many people speak in tongues. Okay, those are whose hands are down. You mean you don't speak it on? Is it true or you are joking? Okay, it's true. You are serious. Praise the Lord. Okay, this power that we are talking about is made available by the Spirit of God. You say, I'm born again now. You know, some people don't, they said, receive the Holy Ghost. They said, no. Just like our brothers who said, I have the check. I don't know the bank. Or the tribes of Israel who said, the slave, they can be my slave. That's enough. They can be my slave and sat down. Praise the Lord. Now, you will say, what do I need? There's a lot of discussion around the Holy Ghost. Why do I need him? Brothers, sisters, let me tell you that even God Almighty couldn't do without his Spirit. Did you hear what I said? The God Almighty, the one you had faith in, could not do without his own Spirit. But praise the Lord. The Bible says, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Have you ever imagined that? Almighty God created, and by the time he turned to look at what it was, it had not form. It had no shape. It was all darkness. Praise the Lord. And that is the picture of a Christian who does not have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Then the Bible said, and then the Holy Spirit came and began to move upon the face of the deep. It was after the Holy Ghost started moving that God spoke the right words, and he said, let there be light. And there was light. There was no light without the Holy Spirit of God. And it applies the same way to every Christian. I don't know what life you will expect to live, what victorious life, what powerful life you expect to live without the Holy Ghost. The Almighty, the God you have faith in and serve, the God you believe in, could not succeed, could not be creative without His Holy Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. The same applied to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because I don't know who you are following. What did we call us? Kingdom disciples. We are following, we are disciples of the kingdom. And our pattern should be after the pattern of the kingdom. Do you believe, you understand what we just said? How many of you agree with me that God couldn't do without the Spirit? Okay. Praise the Lord. And then it came to Jesus. You know, when Jesus was going to be conceived, Abby, an angel appeared to Mary. And he said, the son that you will carry will be called the Son of the Holy Ghost. Meaning, Jesus was filled, was born of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The same way you are born of the Holy Spirit. When you give your life to Jesus, praise the Lord, and you confess Jesus as the Lord of your life, the Holy Ghost rebirths your spirit. Praise the Lord. Just like Jesus was born by the Holy Spirit. That is level one. But when it was time for the ministry, Jesus subjected himself to the anointing of the prophet of God. He repented from sin. He gave his heart. When Jesus, at the time Jesus, you know, was to start his ministry, the pastor who was around was John the Baptist preaching the word of salvation. So Jesus, even though he was God himself, had to fall into the pattern to succeed. He submitted himself to John. And John looked at him and said, why? He said, for righteousness sake. That is, and he said, the kingdom of God is righteousness. So he needed to fall along in line with the pattern of the kingdom, which is do what is right. He subjected himself to the man of God that was preaching the gospel of repentance at that time. And he came and he was baptized. Praise the Lord. It was after he was baptized with water and the Holy Ghost again came afresh on him before he went out for ministry. And you are born again. You said you are too much. You cannot yield yourself to the Spirit of God. You have to fall into the pattern and yield yourself. I don't know what beliefs you have. There are so many beliefs out there. But when Jesus left, I told you he was at the spot where he will ascend into heaven when he said, wait until you receive the promise of the Father. As a church, we cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. You must believe it and you must receive it. Do you understand? Do you? You must believe it. Those people who sat down and said they are not going to and didn't do what God asked them to do is because they did not have faith to believe and receive. You must decide to operate in the power of God. The power of God is the Holy Spirit of God. You must receive it to be able to walk in the power. It's nice to be born again. Do you understand? But if you want to walk in this power, he has received for us power. He received for us glory. He received for us riches. If you want to walk in that overcomer's life, the victorious life, you need the power of God. Do I need to overstress that? Praise the Lord. You must believe and receive it. Praise the Lord. You know, I said I used to be a teacher. If I catch you sleeping, I'll bring the microphone and you will tell me what I just said. Are you still following me? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we are expected to talk of his power. Praise the Lord. I'm waiting for the meeting where we will stay in and the testimony will be the power of God. The Psalm 145 says, all the saints will bless you, and your saints, all your works will praise you. Can I see that? Yes, that it is there. 145:10. It said, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and the saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and they shall talk of your power. That's why I'm talking about it. And why should they talk about it? To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? Let's climb up where what we are talking about is the power of God in our life. Not how we are feeling defeated because we couldn't buy a car. Because it will come. Praise the Lord. Because it is part of what we have received. No wonder Matthew chapter 6, our focal verse says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in righteousness, is in peace, is in joy, is in power, in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. In power. It is righteousness in power. Joy in power. Peace in power. Praise the Lord. That is the kingdom. So you must talk about its power. You must desire it. You must experience it. Praise the Lord. There must be a desire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can only have what you desire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I'm saying, if we continue to talk, imagine if we stay in this meeting now. Dear brother, there was a church. You know, there's this church near our house in Benin City. They wake up in the morning. They want to praise God. Not be in my head, though. Not be in my head. Satan of my head. And I'm wondering, what has it got to do with praise to God? Just tell me what that song. Do you understand? Instead of us to praise God again, we bring Satan inside. Not be your head, not be oh God. Let us sing. Let us talk of his power. And he says, for his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endureth throughout all generation. Praise the Lord. We must receive that power, and we must talk about the power of God to experience it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we learning something? Are we learning something? Who is feeling sleepy? Don't let me catch you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when you receive this power, praise the Lord. You know, I've been talking about the power, and you are excited. You are excited. You are excited. Praise the Lord. But the power of God is given to preach the gospel. I just want you to see that. He said, when Jesus said, he said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go into the word and preach the gospel. That's what he said. Is that not what he said? All power is given to him. Then he said, because all power has been given to me, go and preach the gospel. The power of God is given to preach the gospel. Brethren, listen to me. You know, every day pastor talks about a certain pastor who gathered some youths together. And said, if you don't have a job here, come to the church every day. And then go and preach the gospel. It is because of the secret that is in it. Now, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power unto salvation. Praise the Lord. To everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. You know, Paul talks about, I can't remember that verse, talk about receiving a reward for preaching the gospel. You get rewards for preaching the gospel. Now, if you ever want to find out who God is, there is a side of God you will never experience.
there is the treasures of heaven. You will never, there are doors that will never be opened for you until you start to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. What did I say? There are doors that will not be opened. There are doors of power, doors of riches, doors of blessings that will not be opened until we start to preach the gospel. And we are called Kingdom Disciples Assembly. How many people have won a soul since they came to this church? If you, and the soul is here, I want to, praise the Lord, God bless you for, and there's a reward for evangelism, praise the Lord. But we must be, to demonstrate the power of God, we must be a preaching disciple. I'm not talking about church now, so it doesn't mean that you should wait for Sister B or Sister C before you go out to preach the gospel. Please, you know, praise God. You know, I'm referring to, it's sad, I'm referring to when I was small. You know, I had a lot of time. Oh, Jagabo, Masatakaba, evangelism, oh, Segrabo. If you want to experience the power of God, you want to know what God is like and the things that He can do, go and preach. Praise the Lord. Go and preach with the revelation of His power. Pastor told us, if you want a job, there's nothing I've ever had to ask God. Seriously. There were things, you know, when I was doing my evangelism, bam, bam, my mates were in school. They had already gone to school. And I was preaching. I didn't even know they were in school. I tell you the truth. I was excited. Until somebody told me, girl, your mates have left you behind. Praise the Lord. And who told me? I went to preach to the brother. I went to a brother's house. I said, hey, guy, give your life to Jesus. You know, because I see him every day sitting down at the front of the house. He doesn't go anywhere. He just sits down. So I went, I said, I felt he was in bondage. So I went to him, I, out of love, I said, please, brother, give your life to Jesus and He will make you free. And he just looked at me and said, your mates have left you behind. Didn't you hear that your mates are in school? You're here telling me that that I should give my life to Jesus. I didn't know my mates were in school. Praise the Lord. It was he that told me. And even though he said my mates were in school, he didn't move me. Praise the Lord. I wasn't bothered because I don't listen to the testimonies of devils. I don't, any testimony from the devil, I don't listen. I don't take it to heart. Praise the Lord. Only the word of God moves me. If God says it, I can shake. Praise the Lord. If anyone is saying it, you just be hitting the stone. Say what you like. Beatrice responds only to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Only what God says moves me. Nothing moves me. Hallelujah. Then I saw my mommy cry. You know, one day my mommy also saw that I have forgotten school. So one day I saw my mommy weeping, grieving. And I felt pity for her. And I lifted my hands to heaven and said, Lord, for my mother's sake, I want to go to school so that I can help her. I remember saying those words. And immediately those words came out. Somebody brought me a jam form. How many of you wrote jam this year? Praise the Lord. Yes, I at that time was preaching. Somebody gave me a jam form. Praise the Lord. And I went to write jam and I passed. Amen. The other story is for another day. Amen. How to go to school, Papa, did you just, so if you know you are not going to pay my school fees, why did you bring the jam form? You know, so, because after writing the jam form, there was nobody to pay the school fees. And I said, Papa, if you were not going to pay the school fees, why did you bring me the jam form? Praise the Lord. I nagged and nagged and nagged. After I have nagged, I said, okay, Papa, I know whether I go to school or I don't go to school, it's not your business. So if you're not going to take me to school, I will continue to praise you. I won't love you less. If I meet people, I'll tell them you are a good God. If you like, you can become a bad God. You know, things like that. You know. All right. Praise the Lord. But he did it. He sent me a sponsor. No, somebody I never knew. He introduced him to me. He said, meet that man. I have raised him up to send you to school. Praise the Lord. That's what God did for me as a teenager because I loved him. That's my own testimony. Your testimony could be different. But I have seen the Lord do that. Praise the Lord. And I have experienced it. And this person paid the school fees, you know, for 4 years. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to tell you it was rosy because there were sometimes there were no food to eat and water to drink. But I was excited. Nobody knew that I had problems. I would smile, and they call me Angel. My smile was so, it was so large that everyone called. They thought I had no problem. I was a governor's daughter. So if they want to borrow, they come to meet me. Because I had the smile of the kingdom on my face. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to say, when you go preaching the gospel, God takes care of you. Praise the Lord. We must, hallelujah, we must preach the gospel. Otherwise, we will waste the power of the kingdom. If we are not preaching, we are wasting that power. Like our fathers did in the promised land. They sat down on God's power and they did nothing. Where our lives are not going to be like that in Jesus' name. We are going to preach the gospel. Tell your neighbor, we are going to preach in the power of the Holy Spirit. I already told you to preach. The Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Ghost. So you need, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, pastor will be coming very soon. I don't want to minister the Holy Ghost here. Go meet any of the pastors and say, today I must live in the power of God. I want to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to speak in tongues because I must tap into the power that is in the Holy Ghost. If Father couldn't do without it, Jesus couldn't do without it. The pillars of the church couldn't do without it. There's nobody here in church who can do without the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then God, this is what excites me. The power of God is also given to the church to cast out devils. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 16 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Isn't it? How many of us believe in Jesus? And how many of us have signs following us? I mean, you've been casting out demons. How many? Signs followed you. You see now, they have not said you will drive a car, you wear fine dresses, or you will go to the best American school. You will cast out devils. How many of you love that? You don't like to cast out devils. You don't like to have power over the devil. It is fun. Such fun to see. Satan lose. It's so great fun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see him lose, you will love God. It's such fun though. So if you want to have fun, you know, a lot of us like to have fun. When you feel like having fun, praise the Lord. You go and look for somebody and cast a devil out of the person. And you don't have to look for any. The devil is everywhere. Sure, you know. In Nigeria, they are everywhere. Just get to the streets, you find them. There are roads that are not tarred. You can cast the devil out. Praise the Lord. There are communities that don't have light. There may be a devil responsible. You go and cast it out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can cast out the devil out of this nation. There was one devil that Jesus, was talking to, one demon. He said, please don't cast me out of this nation. The devil begged Jesus and said, don't cast me out of this nation. Meaning you can cast the devil out of Nigeria. Praise the Lord. You know, when I preach, I sound funny. Okay, but it's serious. You can actually sit down. We can actually decide enough of Boko Haram. Enough of ISIS in the world. Enough of terrorism. Enough of corruption. Say, you devil responsible for them. In the name of Jesus, we command you out of this nation. If we are praying that day every day, instead of, oh, the country has gone bad, the devil would have run, there's a place he can go to, like Iran. Do you know where? Iraq. Praise the Lord. I learned in the Bible there are some places you can cast the devil to. Praise the Lord. I understand that there was a place in the Bible, the Lord packaged the devil inside a basket, and he told the angel, carry the devil to Euphrates. River Euphrates, cast him there. Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to say, he has given us power. Hallelujah. All right, I'm rounding up. Praise the Lord. So, the power is given to us to heal sickness and diseases. Praise the Lord. You can see three things we can do with the power: preach, cast out devils, heal the sick and the diseased. if we are as a church, as a kingdom disciples church, this is not in our lives, then the power of God is missing in our lives. Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, praise the Lord, cast out devils. He said, freely you have received, freely give. How many of you are ready for the power of the kingdom? How many of you are ready to participate in the power of the kingdom? Say, I am ready. I am ready. Because we must seek the kingdom of God and His power. We must hunger for it the way we hunger for cars, the way we hunger for a job, the way we hunger to wear, you know, for the ladies, you see, attachment and clothes. We must hunger the way we work hard to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out the devils, hallelujah, to manifest the power of God and live in the power, in the glory, in the riches, in the blessings. The power is not just for the pastors alone. He says, and these signs shall follow them that, and I believe, say I believe, and the signs are supposed to follow me. So it's not for, when we're talking heal the sick, raise the dead, it's not pastor alone. The church can do it. That is what makes us kingdom disciples assembly. Hallelujah. There's a prayer there. It's from Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to pray it. Hallelujah. Can we stand on our feet? I just want you to thank God for the words you've heard. I don't know what God has said to you. I don't know what has ministered to your heart. Let us leave the level, because in the level of sadness, we will never manifest the power. We will never operate in the riches, in the blessings that God has given to us, until we reach out and desire that, until we start to preach the gospel. Tell the Lord to strengthen you. Tell the Lord to help you. Tell the Lord to strengthen you in your inner man, so that you can preach the gospel. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services, and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.